So the first augmentation to the basic event-driven simulation kernel that we're going to consider is support for inertial delay. So if we look first of all at this model, which is of a two-input NOR gate, we will observe the problem before we try and solve it. The coding that I've used for this two-input NOR gate is in a language called System C, which I'll lecture you about another time. And this is nothing more than a set of macros for C++ together with an event-driven simulation kernel, as you'll see. And so it's very simple. We have a method called behavior, which is a callback from the System C kernel, which is sensitive on the changes of I1 or I2. So on any change on either of its inputs, the method will be called, and it's actually going to achieve the NOR functionality by reading its inputs, forming the disjunction and negating it and writing that to its output. And here we have the System C way of expressing a 250 picosecond delay. So System C will be instructed to insert this write into the event queue 250 picoseconds down from T now. And this is going to give us straightforward transport delay, like a pipeline. Any number of events might be queued up inside a logic gate, ready to pop out of its output at any one time. And that's not how real logic gates work. They don't have a big pipeline inside them. They are sluggish things. The 250 picoseconds is inertia rather than a delay line. And what can happen with a simple transport delay line style modeling of such a gate is that it can oscillate. If we insert a very short runt pulse into this model of an RS latch, it will come out to the output of the NOR gate as a runt pulse and go through the other one, and the whole thing will have this little runt pulse whizzing round it until something else happens on the inputs, which is not how a real RS latch works. A real RS latch, if it has a runt pulse going in, it will not respond to it. It needs the input to stay at a logic value for a long enough time for the output to switch. And so the solution to this is to modify the event-driven simulation kernel so that when we write an event to a net, we cancel any pending changes which are waiting to happen in the event queue, and that will discard this runt pulse. There'll be no effect on its output, which is what the real hardware does. Next slide.